though, if your faith be as the grain of a mustard seed, yes, yes, yes. But your faith grows. It adds to it. See, this is something that's... Look at, if you don't understand by now that I know what I'm talking about, believe me, I know what I'm talking about. Faith grows. It needs to grow. It needs to get bigger. His whole point is illustrating that it only takes a little faith to move mountains. Think what you can do with a lot. You can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, because that's a much greater thing than moving a silly old mountain into the sea. To quench the fiery darts of the wicked. All the things they throw at you. You know? All their little missiles of evil. All the things, your faith is there. It's a bulwark, which is the wall. You know, it's like, you know, the wall, the turret. They have the turrets is the empty spots where people shoot down from. And the bulwarks are the places where you can hide behind. It's like a shield. You know, your shield is your faith. It protects you. It guards you. It keeps the whole. The breastplate is over your vital organs. Because righteousness comes by faith. Faith is obviously, you know, if you have the shield, you'll have the breastplate will be there. Because, you know, the soldier who puts on all the, you know, if you have faith, you can put on all the pieces. No way you'd be out there naked with just a shield. That's the shield of, oops. I didn't finish preparing. True faith will guide you and prepare you for everything. I skirted over the gospel, you know, but because I didn't mean to skirt. I was just sort of going through the pieces and looking at different ways in which we could fail at that. But look, we're not going to fail. The sheep feet shod with the gospel, the preparation of the gospel. The gospel has to be prepared. You have to prepare in your mind and know what the gospel is. Well, Jesus died for my sins. Well, that's part of it. Well, why did he die for your sins? Don't you remember chapter 1? Very simple. Oh gosh, I'm thinking back to chapter 1 of Galatians, but let's try Galatians 1. Galatians 1, verse 4. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. It's more to it than just Oh, my computer blacked out. That's why I stopped for a second. It's more than just, oh, yeah, he died for my sins. That's the gospel. The good news is Jesus died for your sins. That's not good news. That's sort of like tragic. You mean for my sins, he died? That's just a tragedy. Well, he died that you could be forgiven. Oh. So, he died. I get forgiven. That's great news. And so the more I sin, the more he forgives me, right? Well, you probably shouldn't do that. I mean, you won't want to sin, they'll say. You won't want to sin. Well, that's the law. I don't want to do it, but I do it anyways. Faith is having it written in you. I don't do those things. Because Christ is being formed in me. Or he has been formed in me. I can't wait till the day where I could honestly look at myself and say, to the perfect man, to the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. When I say those words, like, gosh, I can believe that I could walk in this present world in godliness and righteousness. I could believe that in this world, you know, but when I think of everything he went through to his death and resurrection, I just can't think that. While I still walk and I have not suffered and died, that I could say that I'd measure up to the fullness of the stature of Christ. But, I mean, certainly my righteousness could be like his righteousness. My words could be pure like his words. I can believe all those things. The reason I can't believe the other. And if Paul, well, where's your faith? It's like, well, I'm saying it's just, I think that's, even Christ had to suffer and die to be the measure of the fullness of himself. So while Christ is being formed in me, When he appears, I will be just like him. I know that. But along the way, you know, there's a definitely things that cannot be named among us. As Paul had gone over in the last chapter, are things that have to be past. Because he came to forgive our sins, which are past. Part of the good news is he's going to deliver us from the present evil world. We can put on, you know what good news is to me? You know, take to you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. That's good news. You are going to be able to stand through the armor of God. That's gospel. It's a broad thing to be able to deliver the good news of God. It's more than just, how can I effectively get people to accept the Lord? I hate that kind of stuff. I do. Because it's sort of, all you do is you plant a seed, and then they put them into these churches where they absolutely don't ever really grow. Or the way they grow them ends up being by law. And I see that a lot. They start them off in faith and move them right into law. You know, now, having begun by faith, you're going to be perfected by... Well, you won't be perfected. See, that's impossible. But by the law, you're going to become pretty darn good. So don't do this and don't do that. I mean, the thing is, some churches think they're being responsible. And saying, look at, you know, you... Because they look in the Bible and they say, really, you know, there's this element of we can't be looking at pornography. We can't be men with men, right? No, they definitely love to harp on that one. You know, as if that was, you know, that's pretty vile sin, right? But you know what? It's like as though they're better. Well, I'm not perfect, but I'm not a homo. Thank God I'm not like them. Yeah, you know what? You're giving God a really bad taste in his mouth like that. Really bad taste. You know, because you know what? Some of those homos are going to enter in. And you'll be left behind. Because of that attitude. Because that's all, now it can be forgiven. But, you know, the way you're talking, that kind of attitude is unchristian. Though all sin is unchristian. And that's the point. Remember, you were forgiven too, huh? So anyways, but you know what? They will, at one time, they'll condemn certain sins, knowing that you have, you know, and they'll think of themselves as being, oh, well, I'm not perfect, but